made our stunning collection of engagement rings. The one gift that could only come from you and only be for her. Only at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, Tacori, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See jared.com for details.
If you're a pro, the PPG paint you count on every day is now at the Home Depot every day, starting at only $15.97 a gallon. Count on PPG Ultra High for quick turn jobs, PPG Diamond for easy application, and PPG Timeless for guaranteed one coat hide and coverage. And now, count on the Home Depot to have it all. PPG Pro Grade paint, starting at only $15.97 a gallon, as close as your nearest Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
We've got plenty of opportunities for you to win today, but the biggest win of all may be making it through the show with my voice intact.
I got it! Mine. Let me have it! I got it! Mine. Let me have it! I got it!
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Donaldson a couple of feet in the grave already. To Seager, the pick, the throw. Paxton has done it. It's a no-hitter. The left-hander from Ladish, British Columbia, has just no-hit the Blue Jays. On his native soil.
Well, we saw something we'd never even considered seeing in our lifetimes. Starting pitcher minding his own business in an American Eagle. What happened to you today? Well, an American Eagle landed on my shoulder, and I was getting ready to pitch a game. Whoa, that's scary, though. And James handled it a lot better than I would have. And I think, Mike, you would say the
Absolutely.
Same thing.
Absolutely. I would have been on the ground.
I'd have found a gear I didn't know I had getting away from that sucker.
It's Doug and Daddy on the call there. Kyle, how many times have I told you we need the express written consent of Major League Baseball to use the highlights there? James Paxton with the third no-hitter of the season coming last night in Toronto as the Mariners beat the Blue Jays. How about this? There have been three no-hitters in 2018 so far, and they've been pitched in three different countries. We've had a no-hitter in the United States. We've had a no-hitter. Remember, the Dodgers were playing the Padres in Monterrey, Mexico, when they combined in a no-hitter. And then last night, Paxton throwing his no-hitter north of the border. Welcome in. As you can clearly tell from my voice, it's just another typical Wednesday here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. This should have been the Alex Kuhn Show with Todd Brommelkamp today. We can still make it that way. We're going to get to 7 o'clock, and this is much like the movie Speed. Are you familiar with the movie Speed with Keanu Reeves,
Sandra
Bullock?
I'm familiar with it.
Bullock?
I've never seen it.
Okay. Well, the bus has to go at a certain speed. I think it was 55 miles an hour. And if it dropped below that, then the bomb detonated. I'm trying to remember who the bad guy was in that movie. I know I should know off the top of my head, and somebody will clue me in on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, I'm sure. But was it Dennis Hopper? Was Dennis Hopper the bad guy in Speed? 366-1600. Anyway, I digress. This is going to be like the movie Speed. I'm just going to power through. I'm going to have one speed until 7 o'clock, and then whatever happens, happens. Not to spoil it if you have not seen the movie Speed, but I do believe there was a sequel to Speed, so I don't think the bus blew up and killed everybody. If it's been a while, we're not watching the movie Speed. That would be too meta on the bus trip, the KGYM bus trip, but I do have a stack of DVDs.
It's a good stack, too.
Right, Tom. Over here that I pulled from the personal collection last night, and we're contemplating which movies we're going to air on the KGYM bus trip to Chicago coming up Saturday morning. More on that coming up in just a little bit. I just said moron. I know that seems pretty appropriate for this program. We got a good one for you today. Chris Kleinhans-Schultz, the play-by-play voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Colonels are in Dayton, Ohio tonight. Game 3 of the 3-game series with the Cincinnati Reds affiliate. Before they head to Bowling Green, Colonels will be back home tomorrow. Monday. To take on the Quad Cities River Bandits, their next home game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Race to win. I'm going to have at least one and maybe two, depending on how I feel, opportunities for you. They did not have a winner on the gym class today, did they?
They did not.
So perhaps we'll play twice today. We did have a winner yesterday, Dimitri in Cedar Rapids, becoming our first of 12 winners during our two-week-long promotion here. The grand prize for Race to Win, a four-pack of tickets to the Indianapolis 500 later this month at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That's not your only chance to win, though, tonight with us. The 6 o'clock showdown is going to bring you an opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill, located right across the street from the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena and the Cedar Rapids Veterans Memorial Stadium, where the Colonels play their home games. And we're going to talk a little minor league baseball with Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register. He's with us tonight at 6:35. Tommy covers the iCubs for the Des Moines Register. We'll also chat a little Iowa State sports with him as he's set to join us. What's going on in the world? What have I missed here? I know we talked about Matt Harvey and the Devin Mesoraco trade yesterday. Devin Mesoraco, I neglected the Reds are hosting the Mets right now at the Great America Ballpark. So Mesoraco cleared out his locker, walked through the tunnel and into the visiting clubhouse last night, was actually on the bench available to pinch hit for the Mets. He wound up facing one of his former pitchers and struck out, much to the delight of the Reds fans there, because I think he was the 10th strikeout of the night, and you get to 10 strikeouts and everybody there gets a free hamburger or something like it. Speaking of hamburgers, a topic for you in hour number two today. I don't want to spoil it, but one of my personal idols is back in the news today, and I kid you not, I look up to this man because he has done something for 46 years that I can only dream of, and you want to talk about longevity. Cal Ripken may have been the Iron Man of baseball, but Don Gorski is the Iron Man of eating. We'll get to that in just a little bit. We've got the NBA playoffs, right? They're still going on.
We do.
I'm so good at my job. What's going on? It's 4:06. Throw the microphones on and ask what's going on.
The Western Conference Finals are set in the NBA. The Rockets are taking on the Golden State Warriors. But I want to get back to the Reds and the Mets. Did you see at all what happened today in the Reds-Mets game?
I know that the Mets batted out of order.
Apparently twice.
It happens, I know, extremely rarely. And when I umpired baseball games, it was always in the back of my mind, it's extremely complicated as to, it depends on when the infraction is caught as to what happens. And you don't often see that in a Major League Baseball game. As a matter of fact, the Mets official Twitter account tweeted out the starting lineup before the game even started. So the lineups are all over the place. I don't know how you bat out of order. Even when you played Little League, right?
Yes,
you
I
always
did.
Made sure the coach went through the scorebook.
Yep, we got Timmy, Jimmy, and Jake coming up this inning. If anybody gets on Tony.
Yeah, you're batting behind the kid who sits out in right field and picks the dandelions. And then you just remembered, okay, well, he's in the on-deck circle and I'm right behind him. That, by the way, was TJ Kennedy on the very first baseball team I ever played on. We were the Brewers. Think about that. It was an 8-year-old baseball team and we were named after the Brewers. TJ Kennedy. I think every team, when you're 8 years old, every team has a kid who's completely disinterested in being there. And TJ was that child. He was out in right field, and I specifically remember him sitting there and picking dandelions as ball after ball.
So that's not a cliche.
Not have been more disinterested in playing baseball. Many of you are probably completely disinterested in hearing me. I don't know. It sounds like a five-pack-a-day smoker right now. A 3530 will get that reference. That's a Night Court reference. Selma was one of the bailiffs on Night Court, and she had a rather raspy voice. I'm going to get through this. We have to get through this. There are no more difficult tasks than trying to do 3 hours of talking when you shouldn't be talking at all right now. But I know the Cubs are playing the Marlins today at Wrigley Field, and the offense is good. You know, the best way to get the bats going is to play a team that should probably be playing in the International League.
That'll do
or
it.
The Pacific Coast League as opposed to Major League Baseball. The Marlins certainly qualify there, but Cubs had a nice win, squeaking one out last night at Wrigley Field, and then taking on, pounding the Marlins today at Wrigley. We are headed to Wrigley on Saturday, the KGYM bus trip. Big thank you to MidwestBusTrips.com for helping us make this happen. And so here's what I dug up. Alex, we've been talking about, I had to go just the old, plain old DVD route here because I don't know whether the bus is going to have a Blu-ray player or not. But you can give me the thumbs up, thumbs down here on the choice of movies. We need to pick four movies to play. And I the original stack I had to sort through, and Goodfellas, not appropriate. Remember, we're thinking that perhaps there will be some children on the bus. So I definitely had to make sure that Goodfellas didn't get included. I don't have any, I know this is going to come as a surprise to some people, I did not have a DVD copy of Rookie of the Year, which is the Cubs-themed movie, which yes. I said yesterday sucked, but not as much as The Sandlot. And I don't have The Sandlot either, so this will be a Sandlot-free bus trip.
Todd, I've figured you out a little bit as far as your baseball movie tastes. You really just don't like the kids' baseball movies.
Oh, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but maybe you're painting me as a little bit of a curmudgeon.
Well, no. I remember we had Matt Snyder of CBS Sports on, who shares your opinions on these movies.
Yeah.
Says that they're awful.
They are
little
awful.
Big League, Rookie of the Year, Sandlot. I enjoyed them because I was a kid when they were released, and as a kid, you watch the kids' baseball movies, you enjoy them, but for someone that didn't grow up in that generation, I definitely understand.
I'm glad you brought this up. Speaking of growing up in generations, I want to issue a blanket apology right now at 4:16. Somebody reached out to me on Twitter yesterday. Sean, I appreciate it, reaching out. And Sean is not a fan of me talking about the Tide Pod eating generation of youngsters out there, and says that it makes the show unlistenable. So in the interest of making this show a safe place for people of all ages, much like we're trying to make the bus a safe place or a safe space. I believe that's the terminology that's used in 2018. We're trying to make sure that we don't offend anybody with the movie choices on the bus Saturday morning and Saturday evening on the way back. I hereby, on May 9th, 2018, issue a blanket apology. I've checked with my lawyer about this. Dan Fielding tells me that everything is on the up and up here. If you issue a blanket apology, it covers everything. I issue a blanket apology to people of Generation Tide Pod, and I pledge from this day forth, I will not make fun of the quote-unquote millennials.
Thank you.
Okay? And for the record, I know you qualify. I think you fit into the age bracket.
I think I do, too.
I never once have viewed you as a millennial.
Well, I think that's a compliment, so thank you.
Oh, it very much is.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you can sort of tell who they are. And so here we go, blanket apology. And Sean, thank you very much for reaching out to me on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp yesterday. And I put it on my list of things to do. Apologize to an entire generation within the first 18 minutes of the program. So I have that going for me today. I may be losing my voice, but I have now issued a blanket apology for our older listeners who share my disdain for the Tide Pod eating generation. My apologies, but the show from May 9th moving forward is now going to be a safe space for people of every generation. So feel free. Regardless of your age, this is now a safe space for you. It will not be offensive to anybody. It's going to be as vanilla and milquetoast as I can possibly make.
So no more
make
ageism.
And look, that's a serious...
That's a real...
That is a serious
a
claim. That is, in 2018, you got sexism and you got ageism and you talk about this too much and you talk about that too much. There's an old song. I think they probably play it across the hall on Smart FM 95.1. Our pal Rick Swan is on the air right now. But you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. And sometimes I please myself a little too much on the air here, and that gets me into trouble. But I can't sit here and do a program about stuff that I don't think at least a handful of people find interesting. So I'm going to talk about the teams that I know are of interest to folks here in the area. And to get back around about here, this is awful. I apologize for making you – no one's making you listen to me today with my voice. And perhaps you are just going to hang out until 7 o'clock. And perhaps this is – have you ever seen a car accident in real life?
Yes, where, I have.
And maybe you'll – this happened to me one time. I was on 380 driving north when I lived in North Liberty. And it happened right at the entrance ramp where Cedar Rapids Prairie is, right before, I think it's before the rest stop. I saw an accident, and it was a car merging on, and they weren't paying any attention. And the 20 or 15, I mean, in real time, it was like 5 seconds. But that 5 seconds before you realize where everything is happening, and you can't do anything to stop it, and your only thought is, Jiminy Crickets, I hope I don't get involved in this. Everything slows down,
yes.
And it feels like an eternity. I feel as if there are people that are listening right now, and they know that this is an accident waiting to happen, and they just feel as if every second is an eternity. And if you feel that way, I share your feelings, believe me. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Want to give a shout-out to them. You can find them on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Do I want to look at the text line? How has the blanket apology? Can I get a spokesperson for that generation to accept the apology, and perhaps we can sit down and sign a non-binding treaty somewhere. But that's pledge.
That's Friday's show.
That's Friday's show.
Okay.
Well, Kyle told me we've lined up former Iowa baseball player Mason McCoy for Friday's show. We were looking forward to chatting with him. As we mentioned, Chris Kleinhans-Schultz, the play-by-play voice of the Colonels, is going to be with us here coming up at the bottom of the hour. Colonels, they had a 6-run lead last night in Dayton. And let one slip away. They're going to get out of town, though, without facing the number 2 overall pick in the draft, Hunter Green, who his numbers have not been fantastic.
No.
We talked yesterday about the Twins looking like they made the right choice there in taking Royce Lewis over Hunter Green. So looking forward to getting caught up with Chris, who does a tremendous job calling Colonels games. That $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill is not going to give itself away tonight. You're going to have to win it in the 6 o'clock showdown coming up in hour number 3. And when we come back, not only will Kyle have a big board for you, but we will sift through the handful of movies that I am contemplating subjecting people to on the KGYM bus trip Saturday morning. We're going to see the Cubs and the White Sox. The Cubs playing great baseball today, and the White Sox, not exactly. Something happened, right, in the White Sox game, the bullpen. Now,
I haven't watched a ton of White Sox baseball this year.
Well, you're going to watch at least nine innings of it, weather permitting, on Saturday.
Todd, before we go to break, I feel like an idiot for not bringing this up, but we've talked about the Stephen Piscotty happenings over the past couple of years.
Yeah,
his mother
passed away on Sunday night. I saw that.
His mother passed away on Sunday night. Did you see the video of him stepping to the plate last night?
I watched it and it made me cry.
Yes.
And I have no qualms admitting that. Stephen Piscotty, the former St. Louis Cardinals first-round draft pick, the Cardinals traded him to the Oakland Athletics this offseason, got very little in return. They traded him to Oakland so that he could be closer to his mother, Gloria, who was suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes.
ALS. And she passed away Sunday. He took a little bit of time off. He was back with the team in the lineup last night. And as he came to the plate, they gave him a standing ovation. They're playing the Astros right now. I know I saw Alex Bregman clapping into his glove, and the pitcher sort of stepped off the mound and gave him an opportunity to collect his thoughts. Yeah, one of those moments where you realize just how awesome the game of baseball and baseball fans can be. And Yu Darvish of the Chicago Cubs, was it $10,000? Donated $10,000 to the ALS research in honor of Stephen Piscotty's mom. He's never played with Stephen Piscotty. He's never been a teammate of his. And somebody on Twitter, I believe it was a Cardinals fan, tweeted about that and said, hey, I hate the Cubs, and I've never rooted for Yu Darvish before, but this is really awesome. And Yu Darvish responded on Twitter and said, we are all teammates. And I thought, man, that is awesome. That's a great way to approach life. No matter whether you are rich or poor, whether you are a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, black, white, I don't care. We are all teammates. How much better would this planet be if we approached life with that motto? We are all teammates. I think I'm going to adopt that moving forward. I thought Yu Darvish, if he hasn't done jack for the Cubs this year on the mound, and he's on the DL. I laughed at this yesterday. On the DL for 10 days with para influenza, aka a severe case of the sniffles. Yeah. The Cubs are giving him a mental vacation, and I think he needs one. But how cool was that? If he doesn't do anything else, this is like Jason Hayward and the speech during the World Series. I don't care how awful he is now. There's one moment in time where you can sort of latch onto that. 425, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle is going to have your first big board. I thought we might play Race to Win here in hour number one, but I think we're going to be a little bit tight. So if you want to take home or a chance at taking home four tickets to the Indianapolis 500 or several $50 gift cards, we've got a lot of great prizes. You're going to have to wait until hour number two. Stick with us. I promise you it's worth it.
Hi, I'm Linda Hass. Is your company's current payroll provider striking out?
Die!
It's time to bring in relief. Switch to Future Systems, Inc., the most trusted payroll company in the corridor. From one employee to thousands of employees, Future Systems has the experience and expertise to save you time and money. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
When you play the City of Cedar Rapids Municipal Golf Courses, Jones, Ellis, Gardner, and Twin Pines, you don't just get country club quality courses, you also get one heck of a deal.
Really?
From early bird to twilight, there's a special for every player's budget.
Sounds good.
And with faster play and excellent customer service,
I'd say that's a hole in one.
With four unique courses, there's always a tee time available. Play them all. Make your tee time and find all the deals at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. You, sir, are a mouthful.
It was Dennis Hopper who played the bad guy in Speed. Thank you to the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line for reaching out. 319-366-1600. It's been a while since I've seen that movie. We will not be watching that. I think a movie about a bus crash, a runaway bus, would be bad for... You don't want to watch the movie Airplane when you're on an airplane. But I do have... I have seven movies here. So three of them are not going to make the cut. I do have Major League. I think Major League is a little risque if there are children on the bus. Would you agree with me on that?
Yes, but it's good to bring along in case there aren't
It's making the trip. Now, we're seeing the White Sox. We mentioned something happened in the White Sox game today. They gave up four runs in the top of the ninth inning to lose 6-5 at Guaranteed Rate Field. I do have Eight Men Out, which is the story of the 1919 Black Sox with Charlie Sheen. Who knew Charlie Sheen made... So there's two Charlie Sheen baseball movies. Field of Dreams, of course, somebody said, you have to bring. I said, I don't have to do anything. I have the original Bad News Bears.
Once again,
with Walter Matthau
and
Tatum O'Neill. But it's a movie about kids. The kids are in the movie. I think that sort of makes it exempt, right? The other baseball movie, 61, a Billy Crystal HBO production about Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle, Thomas Jane and Barry Pepper, a very good movie. Maybe some mild language in that, but other than that, I think we're good. A Ferris Bueller's Day Off was a suggestion from the text line because it's a Chicago movie. And I thought, okay. And then Dodgeball. As you know, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
And a true underdog story.
It's a true underdog story. So three of those movies will not make the cut. We'll watch the other four.
Are we going to vote on this, or are you just going to make the executive decision?
Oh, KGYM is all about making executive decisions. And has been for the last, how long has the show been on the air? Executive decision, that's an inside baseball reference going back to a previous co-host. We're running a little bit behind here, so I think we're going to catch a sports break, but we can't do that until we catch Kyle with your first big board update of the day.
Big Ten softball awards were announced today, and Iowa's Allie Wood and Allison Ducey were each named second team All-Big Ten. Wood started 44 games in center field and led the team with her .306 batting average, along with 5 home runs and 21 RBI. Ducey had a fantastic season in the circle, leading the Hawkeyes with a 1.82 ERA and 186 strikeouts, also collecting 2 Big Ten Pitcher of the Week awards along the way. Cheyenne Pratt was awarded the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award, and the Hawkeyes will take on Ohio State in the Big Ten Tournament tomorrow. D1Baseball.com has the Iowa baseball team projected as a 3 seed in Chapel Hill. They would face North Carolina and also be grouped with Tennessee Tech and North Carolina A&T. The Hawkeye football team got a commitment last night from Desmond Hutson, a 3-star, 6'4" receiver out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's the 7th player lined up in the 2019 class and shows Iowa over interest from Iowa State, Minnesota, and Purdue, although Iowa was the only school to offer a scholarship. The Colonels led 6-0 in the fourth inning of their second game with Dayton last night, but 4-run rallies in the fourth and seventh innings resulted in the Dragons emerging with an 8-6 comeback victory. Royce Lewis did extend his hitting streak to 6 games with a 2-for-5 night. That's his 5th multi-hit game in that span, during which he's totaled 13 hits with a .500 batting average, an even higher on-base percentage, and 5 steals. He'll try to help the Colonels avoid getting swept tonight with Bailey Ober on the mound beginning at 6 o'clock.
So if nobody from that generation accepts the blanket apology, does that mean that there is no treaty?
I don't know how this stuff works. You're telling me that not one person out of tens of millions of people will accept
it? Well, we've got people on the text line that are saying that those aren't millennials that are eating Tide Pods. It's the generation after them, and I don't think it works that way. I think if you're a millennial, I think you get... You're lumped in with the Tide Pod eating generation.
Really?
Who've probably never had the joy of watching the original Bad News Bears. They probably think that the Bad News Bears is a movie starring Billy Bob Thornton, which it is. But the Walter Matthau version is so much better. Everything old is better than everything new, which is old again. That's the way we live in 2018. We just keep remaking things. Name me something old. Going to remake it. NBC is bringing, I know we're running long here. NBC is bringing a pilot to the air. This sounds so stupid. I saw this the other day about a woman who runs a bar in the backyard of her home in San Diego. And the neighbors come out and hang out at the bar. And I go, NBC had that show 30 years ago and it was called Cheers. It was set at an actual bar in Boston. And then everybody's comparing it to Cheers. I'm sorry. I'll get a Hulu, and I'll just, like you, Nash, I'll watch the reruns of Cheers. It was better 30, 35 years ago. How ridiculous. The very first show is the landlord apparently cracking down and telling her that this is illegal. And so it's like Cheers meets Three's Company meets one of the worst ideas for a TV show I've ever heard in my life. You open up an illegal bar in your backyard, and it doesn't get shut down? Coming soon to NBC. They could do a pilot. They could do a show about a sports talk show that very rarely talks about sports. I think that's probably been done before, too. and the host, one of the episodes, maybe it could be the pilot even, the host is losing his voice. Ratings gold. Chris Kleinhans Schultz, play-by-play voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, is with us next.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Hey, you've been sitting in front of that fan for a while now, Deborah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because your lips are looking pretty chapped.
That's life on the open road.
Well, yeah, it would be. But we're in an office building.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. Race to Win. Race to Win on Sports Radio, KGYM. Keep track of guesses and play along weekday afternoons with the gym class or the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Up for grabs. More than $1,000 worth of prizes on this year's game board. Race to Win. Match any two prizes and you're an instant winner. Race to Win is brought to you by Vito's on 42nd, Acme Tools, and Dr. Pepper Snapper Group. Race to Win. Going on now on Sports Radio, KGYM.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up, you can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this, and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new, hotter and juicier quarter pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter pound beef patty. Available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He is actually 6'5 with the Afro 6'9.
435, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, with you on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. The voice situation not getting any better, or is it? I'll let you decide that at home. Great show for you today. Your next chance to play Race to Win coming up. Inside hour number two, we're going to chat with Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register as well. But right now, let's head east to Dayton, Ohio, and check in with Chris Kleinhans Schultz, the play-by-play voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Tough start to this six-game Eastern Division road swing for the Colonels. They had a big lead last night and let one slip away, but they're trying to take game three of the series tonight before heading on to Bowling Green. Chris, how are things in Dayton, Ohio, one of the most beautiful ballparks in the Midwest League?
Beautiful ballpark, beautiful weather. Everything's just been fantastic out here, other than, of course, the results of the first couple games of the series. But things started off on the exact same trip last year in the same way, where the Colonels lost the first two to the Dragons but came away with the win in the finale. So, obviously, since that's the best they can do this year as well, Cedar Rapids hoping they can get that win tonight in the finale before that long bus drive to Bowling Green to continue this road trip.
Can these crossover series be tough on teams?
Yeah, they can. I mean, especially when you think about what Cedar Rapids is dealing with. This is the second year in a row where they've been playing Dayton Bowling Green back-to-back in this part of the swing, this part of the season. So they had that home game against West Michigan Sunday, had the long drive to Dayton right after the game. You get in the wee hours of the morning, plus it's an extra hour ahead because it's the move to Eastern time. And then you're playing the very next 3 days against this Dayton team. It's about a four-hour bus ride from here to Bowling Green, and then you play the next 3 days against the Hot Rods before you have that really long drive back home and you're spending most of that off day resting. Plus, it's also interesting because even though at this point it's pretty early in the season and you've at least seen some of the teams in your own division a handful of times, everybody that you're seeing during this two-week swing and the one that will come up in July, they're pretty much all brand new to people. So it's interesting to try to adjust to kind of see what these teams are working with in this division compared to what the Colonels usually see in the West. So it certainly can be difficult kind of adjusting to everything that goes along with it.
Is the team hotel in Dayton still the one right across the street from the Hooters?
It is not that hotel anymore. It is this pretty nice hotel in Miamisburg, Ohio, which is maybe a 15-20 minute drive south of the ballpark. They got a lot of great places around that hotel, including a mall across the street, and my second favorite hero place in the world, Euro Palace, which is just a couple minutes walk away from the hotel. So it's a pretty good setup here.
You may find this hard to believe, but that Hooters got several of the Colonels players in trouble many years ago, back when they were with the Angels. It's probably why the team hotel is no longer across the street from the Hooters. Chris Kleinhans-Schultz joining us as we talk a little Colonels baseball, as they're out of town until next Monday. The Quad Cities River Bandits coming into town for a four-game series. Doesn't look like the Colonels are going to see Hunter Green at all. As a baseball fan, are you disappointed that you didn't get to see the number two pick on this swing?
Absolutely, I'm disappointed, especially because during the initial exchange of rosters and probable pitchers, it was expected that Hunter Green was actually going to be the starter for Tuesday's game. And with Green being the number two pick from last year and Royce Lewis being the number one pick from last year, that's a historic matchup. It hadn't happened where one and two square off hitter versus pitcher the year after their draft since 2011, when it was Jameson Taillon pitching to and eventually walking Bryce Harper in a South Atlantic League game. So that would have been a fantastic matchup just for that alone. Plus, you consider the fact that Hunter Green can hit triple digits on the radar gun and Royce has been hitting so well. It would have been a fantastic matchup, but the decision was made on Monday to push Hunter Green back. He's already working on pitch counts, usually about 50, 60 pitches a night within his starts, and it sounds like this is just a thing that they decided to schedule in just to push him back, kind of further limit the pitch count that he'll have for the entire season. And so he won't be on the mound until Saturday when the Dragons are wrapping up their series against the Peoria Chiefs. So it's definitely disappointing, but there are things that just happen in baseball, and particularly minor league baseball, that just don't pan out the way that you hope for. Now, the silver lining is the other good prospect that the Colonels will be facing on this road trip, Brendan McKay for the Bowling Green Hot Rods. It sounds like he is going to be the starting pitcher for Thursday's series opener at Bowling Green Ballpark. And McKay also a two-way player, so you figure going in you'd at least get to have the Colonels pitch against him, but it sounds like McKay will be on the mound for that opener Thursday and will pitch against the Colonels in the first game of that three-game set with the Hot Rods coming up.
You brought up Royce Lewis, so let's go ahead and talk about the number one overall pick in last June's draft. He's on a six-game hitting streak, really seems to have turned things on here. Is there one thing that you can point to that has led to this hot streak for him?
Well, Royce is obviously a talented baseball player, and there's nothing I could see going in that would indicate that clearly something like this was in the making. But keep in mind, before this six-game hit streak began, he had also put up a six-game hit streak near the end of April. And we've brought it up a lot in our broadcast because it's an easy media narrative, but he has the bobblehead night on April 20th against Kane County but has an offer. Well, the very next night he has a career-high tying four hits, and that was the start of that first six-game hit streak. So he was already starting to hit the ball a little better as that month came to a close. And now here in the month of May, he's been absolutely fantastic. Not just a six-game hit streak, but hitting .500 during this streak as well. So he's doing some very impressive things for anybody, let alone a guy who comes in with the expectations of being the number one pick and who, by the way, is still only 18 years old.
You've been around pro ball for quite a while now, and are you as taken aback by him as we are when we've had interactions with him and had him on the program? It seems so hard to believe that he's such a genuine, down-to-earth kid.
Yeah, it's just been fantastic working with him. I was also fortunate a few years back that I got to experience something similar with Aaron Judge during his professional debut with the Charleston River Dogs. That same type of person where you tell there was the potential there to be a really good, if not great, baseball player, but also the qualities that make a great human being as well. And while Aaron Judge was a first-round draft pick, he didn't have that number one expectation, and he also had some college experience coming in as opposed to Royce Lewis coming out of high school. And it's just so amazing to think of Lewis at age 18 with the kind of maturity that he has and the mindset that he has going to work. He's not worried about anything outside of his control, including whether or not that call up to Fort Myers is coming at any point soon. He's just focused on, since he's here in Cedar Rapids, doing the best he can for his game and, of course, the best for this ball club. And whatever any kind of move happens, then he'll go where he needs to go and just try to carry over the same mindset. And then just in general talking to him, he's just an absolute pleasure of a person to be talking with. Just an absolutely all-around good person.
So let's talk about the other down-to-earth first-round draft pick on the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Is Alex Kirilloff starting to look more and more locked into the plate?
Absolutely he is. I mean, you think about what he's been doing recently. He's on a 9-game hit streak going into tonight's contest at Dayton. And within this streak, he also has at least one extra base hit in the last 8 games and at least one double in 5 games in a row. And it feels like a lot of his power has actually come to the opposite field. He's a left-handed hitter with 4 home runs, which leads the Colonels. 3 of them have been opposite field shots. One of them was just off the batter's eye to the left side of it in Peoria for his first Colonels home run, but the other 2 legitimate in-the-gap oppo shots. And that's where he gets a lot of his doubles as well. He could pull the ball pretty well too, but just think, somebody like him with a talented bat that can drive the ball pretty much anywhere in the field and do so with power, that's going to be something fantastic looking forward. And you can imagine that he could stay around Cedar Rapids a little longer just because he missed all of last year with his Tommy John surgery, and they might want to ease him back. But he is already showing that he is a talented hitter within this league, and he ranks within the top 5 and has regularly in home runs and runs batted in for a lot of this season. So he's already showing some very good play, and you just wonder for how long he stays, how much longer he can keep it up, and maybe how soon he could end up with a promotion of his own.
Now, a guy who did not break camp with the team but has joined the Colonels within the last couple weeks, goes on the disabled list recently, but before that has opened some eyes with his pitching. Brusdar Graterol, what have been your early impressions of him, and how soon before we see him back on the mound? This back injury doesn't sound too serious.
Well, Brusdar Graterol is something special. Like we mentioned with Hunter Green before, if you're a guy that can throw triple digits on a fastball, you're something special. And he had a lot of 99s in his first appearance at Quad Cities, and then in his home debut last time out, he had 300-mile-per-hour fastballs in that first inning. He really comes into a lot of these games ramped up, and he was able to kind of dial things back. His fastball range was 93 to 100 within that start in Cedar Rapids this past week. And you think about not just the adding and subtracting, but there was maybe a little early, a little too amped up, kind of put it down a little bit. But then as he was getting near the end of his start, he was getting back to 98 and 99. Plus, he's got good breaking balls to work off of that. If you're a hitter at the plate and you're trying to gear up for triple digits, and then he throws you that slider or that curve instead, you can look pretty silly. And as far as when he's coming back, that's certainly something that was a little bit above my pay grade for knowing exactly what the case is. But I would agree with your assessment leading in that it doesn't sound too serious at the moment. Maybe he just misses one start. He would have been the starting pitcher for tomorrow's game at Bowling Green had he not been placed on the DL. And since it was retroactive to May 6, it could just be a situation where he's on for the 7, gets off it in time for what would have been his next start. But we'll see on that.
Now, Chris, when you look at Akil Baddoo, you look at his defense and his ability to draw walks. I think he's drawn 26 in 23 games. How intriguing is this kid?
He is very intriguing, especially because he's got an on-base percentage of .417 despite having a batting average of just .221. That's a pretty incredible split. When you think about somebody who's only had back-to-back games with at least a hit once, that could be one of the team leaders in on-base percentage and getting on so much, that's just something incredible. Plus, he and Royce Lewis are easily the 2 fastest base runners with this Colonels team at the moment. And right now, Baddoo only trailing Lewis in stolen bases for the year. And while the average is certainly down from where Baddoo would expect it to be, the fact that he keeps drawing walks, plus the speed that he has, that's why he's still in the leadoff spot all the time for Cedar Rapids. And he's just one of the another intriguing prospects that are on this team. I know a lot of people love us talking about Royce Lewis. and we know how special it is that the number one pick in the draft gets to play for Cedar Rapids. And certainly all of his accolades are incredible, and we enjoy talking about them. But just because he's here doesn't mean that it's 24 slouches filling out the rest of the lineup. This is a very talented team as a whole. And while we certainly want to keep encouraging fans, you know, you got to see this Royce Lewis kid while he's still around. No matter how long he is around, whenever he might leave, there's still going to be a lot of other good Colonels prospects that are here. And this is going to be a really fun year to kind of stay tuned to this team just to see how all these guys, Royce Lewis included, kind of do with their seasons and where they might end up in a couple of years, whether it's the big leagues or knocking on the door to MLB.
Chris Kleinhans-Schultz, the Colonels play-by-play voice, joining us from the road. Colonels in Dayton tonight, wrapping up a three-game series before they head to Bowling Green. A little bit of a homecoming for you tomorrow, going back to Bowling Green. I know you've got ties with the Hot Rods, and for our listeners who may not be familiar, can you let them in on one of the more unique broadcast angles in the Midwest League?
Well, Bowling Green was where I made my professional baseball debut in 2013 as the number two announcer alongside Hank First. And one of the unique things about Bowling Green Ballpark is that the press box is located up the third baseline. The normal area where the press box would be behind home on that second level is actually a giant suite. And fans in the NBA may have started to notice this kind of a trend in that a lot of broadcasters are actually being kicked off of what used to be their courtside seats. And that seating is now up for sale for all the big leagues who can afford it. And then broadcasters move into different parts of the arena, maybe even the mezzanine. And at Bowling Green Ballpark, there's kind of something similar where you get this great seating point, but you open it up for people that could pay for it, whereas the announcers are up that third base line. And especially with the different booths that are available, and they've shifted around a little bit. Back when Hank First and I were calling Hot Rods games in 2013, we were the booth that was closest to home plate, in part because it was also the biggest booth and a great one for the home team to have. But things have shifted since then to where the home booth is the one in the middle, and so the visitor one gets pushed out toward that last kind of solo booth before you have the print media area, which also means that there's a beam in part of the way. So if you have a good feeling that a ball is going to go into the left field corner, you kind of have to shift a couple feet over to your left in the booth just so you can see through the other side of that beam to where the play is at. And maybe you have to shift back depending on where the throw goes back to the infield. I will say one of the positives of it is that you get a better idea of high and low in the strike zone or wild pitch or pass ball than you would with a behind home angle. But then, of course, you have the reverse where you don't really see the inside or outside all that well like you're so used to. And certainly in 2013, when that's your regular booth, you can get used to that feeling. But now where it's going back for three games a year at the most, it's a little difficult to get back into. But it's certainly fun just being back in that ballpark, and especially going around and seeing some of the places like the downtown square where I'd often step out to have lunch, or just all the different things that are in the greater Bowling Green area that I remember from my time living there in that 13 season. You know, it's always a special road trip.
One of us almost went to Valparaiso. The other one did. Chris Kleinhans-Schultz, play-by-play voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Have a good call tonight, Chris. We'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. Thank you so much.
Colonels first pitch tonight, 6 o'clock in Dayton, and then 3 in Bowling Green. They're off on Mother's Day and home beginning Monday for a four-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits. We mentioned former Hawkeye Jake Adams still with Quad Cities, and 14-12 on the regular season right now, in the very much in the hunt for one of the first half playoff spots. Clinton, I believe, is still in first place. I haven't checked the standings too closely today, but talk a lot about the, as he points out, it's not Royce Lewis and 24 stiffs on that Colonels roster. They got a lot of talented guys, and they're playing good baseball. Dayton right now is 17-12, one of the better teams in the Eastern Division, so probably just a case of going up against another really talented team, and you let a 6-run lead slip away last night, it's tough to swallow.
I think that as long as these guys are the top guys on this team are going, they feel pretty good about their chances. Like we were talking about Royce Lewis, the way he's hitting the ball, Alex Kirilloff, he's hitting the ball well, and Akil Baddoo is getting on base. So I think they'll snap out of it. But the thing that he was talking about with the broadcast conditions brought back some really hilarious memories, and maybe I'll share those later on. But when I used to be a play-by-play announcer,
we got plenty of time.
When I used to be a play-by-play announcer, there was this one place that we went called Kitsap, where there was a
I think you've shown me these photos before.
Yes, a picnic table with kitty litter underneath it, an umbrella over top, about a 4x4 piece of plywood, and if you leaned back far enough, you fell off the plywood, which is about 3 feet off the ground, and hurt yourself. So that brought back some fond memories. I'll post that on Twitter.
Scoop away kitty litter, the official kitty litter of the Kitsnap. What were they?
The Kitsap Blue Jackets.
Kitsap Blue Jackets. All right. Well, if you think we're having a little fun today, as I'm trying not to lose my voice, wait until we kick off hour number two, talking about one of my personal idols, Don Gorski. If you have no idea who he is, well, I don't necessarily blame you for that, but this man has eaten over 30,000 of one particular item in the last 46 years. We'll tell you what it is in just a few minutes, plus your chance to play Race to Win. It's all coming up in hour number two, back after this.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are ya? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What we need to figure out here is, are we dealing with maybe a little bipolarism, some rage addiction? It could be a lot of things.
If you want, I can get you a Kitsap Blue Jackets t-shirt right now on eBay.
Because I don't think that they sell those very much anymore.
Or I cannot ruin Christmas for you in the way that you ruined Christmas for everybody else here.
You bring that up again.
No, I am working on a Christmas present for Scott Unash that I think will blow the golf package that you gave him out of the water. And it's not going to cost me an arm and a leg. Fingers crossed.
So you're going to ruin Christmas next year.
I don't know what it is. It's like Scott's the most popular girl in high school or something, and we're both vying for her attention. I just came across something the other night on an auction website, and I said, I need to have this. It's like when... you know, Leonardo DiCaprio's character wants to draw Kate Winslet in the Titanic. I said, I have to have this for Scott Unash for his Christmas present. You know, a great present would be to actually get out on time during one of these segments. Let's try to do that here. Kyle's going to get you a big board update.
Big Ten softball awards were announced today, and Iowa's Allie Wood and Allison Ducey were each named second team All-Big Ten. Wood started 44 games in center field and led the team with her .306 batting average, along with 5 home runs and 21 RBI. Ducey had a fantastic season in the circle, leading the Hawkeyes with a 1.82 ERA and 186 strikeouts, and she also collected 2 Big Ten Pitcher of the Week awards along the way. Cheyenne Pratt was awarded the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award, and the Hawkeyes will take on Ohio State in the Big Ten Tournament tomorrow. The baseball team has NCAA tournament aspirations after a series victory against Oklahoma State last weekend, and D1Baseball.com published a new bracket projection today, which has the Hawkeyes as a 3 seed in North Carolina's Chapel Hill bracket. The Hawkeye football team got a commitment last night from Desmond Hudson, a 3-star, 6'4" receiver out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's the 7th player lined up in the 2019 class and chose Iowa over interest from Iowa State, Minnesota, and Purdue, although Iowa was the only school to offer a scholarship. The Colonels led 6-0 in the fourth inning of their second game with Dayton last night, but four-run rallies in the fourth and seventh innings resulted in the Dragons emerging with an 8-6 comeback victory. Royce Lewis did extend his hitting streak to 6 games with a 2-for-5 night. That's his fifth multi-hit game in that span, during which he's totaled 13 hits with a .500 batting average and an even higher on-base percentage. He'll try to help the Colonels avoid getting swept tonight with Bailey Ober on the mound beginning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, we almost did it. We were 10 seconds off. Hour number one is in the books. We've got a $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill. Somebody's going to win it tonight during the 6 o'clock showdown. Race to Win is on the way inside the 5 o'clock hour. But first, if you're unfamiliar with the urban hero, Don Gorski, I'll tell you who he is when we return after this. There are two ways.